Well, good evening, and welcome to Late Night with Willie. It is Friday. You made it. You made it. You made it to Friday. Congratulations. You did it. And you did that probably without killing anybody or setting anything on fire. Well, didn't you? Well, you probably wouldn't be listening to this show if you were locked up. I don't think we have, you know, I've checked the analytics, and I don't think we have a locked up population. You know, I don't think Late Night with Willie is big, you know, what is big in the, you know, with the prison set. So I'm guessing you got through the weekend without doing those things, or the week without doing those things, or I guess you got through the week without getting caught. Then that's almost the same thing. We're not going to talk much politics. There is some politics to talk. But you know what? This is the idea that we're just going to sit quietly by the pool in Florida. It's an, you know what? It's turned into spring. It'll be summer soon. It was nice today. It was probably in the 80s yesterday. We had some wind, but it was really nice out. Really nice night. Really nice night in Tampa to go for a walk, really. It's beautiful. Going to get up in the morning and go for a walk with my wife. It'll be nice in the morning. Probably about 76 degrees with a breeze. It's going to be awesome. This is some of the best time to live in Florida, especially Central Florida. The humidity's down. It's just, you know what, some late night and chill, baby. You know, my son was nice enough to run out and get some coffee for us. And this was brewed for the Lightning. Lightning win tonight? They were up over the Red Wings 1-0 early on. We'll have to check the scores for you. They played Boston last night and won 6-3. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not. It seemed like they lost three games, and I watched them lose to the Coyotes 5-3 after being up 3-2. It seemed like they wanted to lose that game almost, because maybe they don't want to go to the playoffs. So, anyway. See? We're just talking whatever comes up. Whatever comes to mind, we're just sitting out there by the pool. The pool is still, you know, the pool may be down deep, still a little chilly to get into, but maybe not. Maybe we'll get in later, splash a little water on us, you know, while we're having a frosty adult beverage or a nice glass of wine. So whatever floats your boat. I'm having a little Dunkin' Donuts coffee myself. That's what I'm having. Wait. It's good. It's good stuff. Who the heck needs Starbucks when you got Dunkin' Donuts? You know what you mean? You feel me? So listen, I'm going to play some music that I like. And you know what? And I'm pretty sure that if you like this show and you like me, you will like the music I like. The tune that's playing now is called The Distance Between Us. You know, BD Lenz, the official band of Late Night with Willie, and the greatest, offering some of the greatest bumper music ever. We're going to play some BD Lenz, and we're going to play a lot of other stuff tonight. We played a lot of BD Lenz last time. We're going to play a lot of other stuff tonight, and some BD Lenz. Yes, you can get BD Lenz music at bdlenz.com. Go there now while you're on the internet. Go there now, bdlenz.com. There's 9 albums to choose from. Hell, buy them all. Go to iTunes and buy every single damn one of them. And put this music in the car, especially if you're in Florida tomorrow. You know what? Pull that top down or open that sunroof. Crank that thing up to about several million decibels. And ride on, big man. Ride on. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back and get the fun started right after these messages.
You're tired of the cold? You're tired of the taxes? It's time to move to Florida. And our friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay, is the perfect person to help you. You can just give Gary a call at 813-770-9452, or you can go to the website to look for your brand new home at www.newhomestpa.com. Move to Florida. It's about time.
Nothing fits a home perfectly than a brand new grand piano. And if you're looking for a piano for your brand new home, you've got to visit Dave's Piano. And that's davespianoshowroom.com. If you're looking for the perfect, perfect thing to set off your new home, a piano is what you're looking for. And my friend Dave has the perfect piano for you. And the best thing about buying a piano from Dave is that he does everything. He delivers, he sets up, he tunes, he takes care of everything. The best part about Dave's Piano, quite frankly, is Dave. So when you buy a piano from Dave's Piano Showroom, you only deal with Dave. You can reach them at www.davespianoshowroom.com. That's davespianoshowroom.com. It's all the rage to call and order flowers from 1-800-WHATEVER or go online and order them from some nameless, faceless person on the other end. I'm saying you should do something different. You should, before doing that, call my friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located right here in Tampa, Florida, at 11618 North Florida Avenue, 33612. Christine and her staff don't look at just the order. They look at the customer. They look at your occasion. They consider the entire person, the entire occasion, before making decisions about design and price. You're more than just a customer. You're a friend. Call our friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, toll free, at 1-800-330-3297. 1-800-330-3297. Local, 813-971-5947. 813-971-5947. You can reach them on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. Welcome back to Late Night with Willie. You know what, because you never know, really. I'd like to thank my friend Janelle Batts and her husband Drew for listening to Late Night with Willie. I appreciate them both greatly. I had Janelle on my morning show at 9:15 this morning, and she told me that she listens to Late Night, which honored me greatly. Because again, sometimes you have an idea who's listening, and sometimes you don't have any idea who's listening. So you just sort of do the best you can with being true to what you started, and you hope that it catches on. And she said that she enjoys the show. You can find out more about Janelle and Drew if you go to RedRiverChronicle.com. They've been one of my biggest supporters for golly. Since I got back from my surgery, and it's been about 3 years, and I try to help them however I can. They're good people. They are awesome people. Some of the greatest conservative people that you want to meet. They roll in two things that you just don't find out, that you don't find anymore. They roll in three things, actually. They roll in knowledge. They roll in integrity. They roll in honesty, and you just won't meet two better people. So, big shout out to the Red River Chronicle folks and Red River TV, Drew and Janelle. Thanks for listening. Put them babies to bed, because it's only like a little after 10. Put them babies to bed. because we're going to play some music for you. We're going to play some grown folk music in a little bit. Today, the American Healthcare Act went down in flames in the House of Representatives. We were pretty much sure after Paul Ryan pulled the bill from the docket yesterday that it did not have the votes to pass, and President Donald Trump basically left the ball in Congress's court. Said basically, you got what you got. You did it all. If you guys don't pass it, I'm going to move on to other stuff. Which doesn't mean that he has moved away from his promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but what he knows is that there's nothing he can do at this point. That this was going to be in Congress's lap. I know a lot of people are upset, and they're saying, you know what, they had 7 years to come up with something. Well, you know what, they didn't have 7 years, because during those 7 years, there was other stuff to do. I frankly would have been pissed off. I'd have been angry as hell if all they had been doing for the past 7 years is finding a way to repeal the Affordable Care Act when they got the opportunity. No, I want you doing whatever your job is now to protect my personal freedoms. Can you do that now? Because that's your job now. When you get a chance to do this repeal thing, which of course everybody wants, and I understand that everybody wants it. I'm going to say something that's going to upset a lot of people. I don't think it's going to happen, especially now. I don't think there's any heart for it. I don't think there's anybody who really wants it, especially in Congress, who really wants this to happen. There are too many of us out here that are enjoying the benefits that weren't meant for us. We are comfortable because of the pre-existing condition clause. Some of us are comfortable because we were able to keep our children on our insurance policy until they were 26. My son just got off of his insurance policy. Our insurance policy, and decided to pay the fine for not having insurance, which now it looks like he's not going to pay the fine. So you know what? He's happy as a pig in slop. So if he wants to go out and actually look for some health insurance now, he can on his own. If he finds a policy that he can afford and that fits him, that he can actually use, now he can do that. And if he finds that he can't do that, he does not have to pay a penalty. So he's extremely happy about that, and so am I, because I believe that the most egregious parts of the Affordable Care Act were the mandates, the individual and the business mandates. Those had to go first. I understand to untangle or disengage us from the Affordable Care Act is not something that we can do in 4 pages. And I know Rand Paul has a bill out there that's 4 pages long. I don't think that that's possible. I think that the danger for too many unintended consequences is real, and we've got to be not as knee-jerk or reactionary as the left. I think we have to go in there and be a lot more surgical, because there is, and I know this will upset some more people, there is going to be a political cost for even attempting to repeal the Affordable Care Act from a lot of places. It isn't just the stories on CNN and MSNBC about the grandma and the grandpas who died, and the cemeteries full of dead children that may have been alive now had not Donald Trump, Agent Orange, and of course Paul Ryan, his boy Wonder, not repealed Obamacare. Because that's going to be the narrative. And if you think for 1 second that isn't going to be the narrative, and that won't be one more thing to climb over later, you are out of your mind. So there's a lot to consider here. There needs to be a reasonable, rational, thought-out way to untangle ourselves from this mess, because it is a hot mess. And the first part is to first part I think has already been done by executive order is to untangle us from the mandate, to say, well, you know, if this thing can hold up by itself, if it can hold up by itself because the economy is better, then super duper. If not, don't force me to be in it. Because as I remember, the main problem that any of us had with the Affordable Care Act was that we were forced to participate. I don't want to participate. And I don't want to be forced to participate. You know what? Barack Obama sold this on, this was going to be cheaper for every, healthcare is going to be cheaper. As a matter of fact, I remember him saying that the average savings per family is going to be $2,500. Now, listen to the words, average. Average means middle. That means for some people it's going to be higher, and then some people it's going to be lower. Well, a lot of us are ending up in the higher part. And the people who weren't paying anything before aren't paying anything now. So if you put zero, you put enough zeros in the mix, you can get to your average, even if a lot more people are paying a lot more than they were before. Math. As long as the mandates go away, I think the thing falls on itself anyway, and. At that point, we really don't have to start. I don't think we should pay the political cost for it, because it's going to make it tough to do any of the rest of the stuff. It's going to make it more difficult than not. So we're going to play some music now. How about that? How about if I've talked enough, and we're going to play some tunes. We're going to play some grown people music. This is a tune by Grover Washington Jr. from the album Wine Light. The title cut is Wine Light. And what we used to say, for all you grown folks out there, is that if you couldn't get any play with this album, you couldn't get any play. You weren't going to. You just weren't going to. You need to find a monk or a monastery or somewhere to hang out, because that was going to be the rest of your life. If you couldn't get any play to this, right here, you just weren't going to get any play. This is Grover Washington Jr., and the title cut from the album Wine Light, Wine Light. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Y'all know now. Y'all remember. That's Grover Washington Jr. with the title cut from the album Wine Light. Grown folk remember when that came out? Y'all remember that album? You're like, ooh, goodness. Whew. It was like getting permission from your mama. It was like getting permission from your mother. It was like, it's all right, baby. I know y'all got you got to do what you got to do at this point. Your mama said it was all right. Oh, Grover Washington Jr. in the title cover from the album Wine Light came out in the 70s. Great piece of music. Great album. Great playing. Iconic bass lines. Grover Washington Jr., I think, at his very best. The sound of that instrument, that saxophone, is so distinctive. The improvisational ideas, just even fresh after 40 years, still fresh. I'm not sure when that album came out, but I think it came out in 77 or 78. Ideas still as fresh as ever. I just can't, you know what, if anybody is playing, you know, anybody is playing quote smooth jazz now, and they don't pay homage to this particular album, that you're just off base. Actually, the album came out in the 80s. It came out in 1980. Wine Light's 1980 album. And it is just, I think it is indeed one of the best albums ever. And you can get that album on Amazon, of course, Amazon.com music to have for yourself. But you know what? I'm going to encourage you during this program to buy all of it, just to go find this music and buy it all, because it's worth having in your collection, and it's worth paying the people who produced it, who own it. It's worth paying them. Grover Washington has gone on to be with Jesus, but his music still has enough value for you to purchase it. Now, if there is another tune that is like your mama giving you permission, and another voice in the 70s and the 80s was Anita Baker. Anita Baker had, I mean, forget all the chick singers you see now. All of them. I mean, and I'll put them all in the same bucket. All of them. None of them, in my estimation, can carry this woman's bra strap. You know what I'm saying? Because this was before auto-tune. This is when you actually had to go out there and sing the song. You had to have the arrangement. It wasn't just a series of loops. It was actually an arrangement. The lyrics had to tell a story, and the singer had to deliver that story. And this is exactly what you get when you listen to Anita Baker, and this is exactly what you get when you listen to the tune called "Giving You the Best That I've Got," Anita Baker.
Something I can give in exchange for everything you give to me. Read my mind, you make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. The scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can come. Everybody's got opinions.
I'm betting everything on my wedding ring. I'm giving you the best that I've got. That needs to be the that needs to be a message. That needs to be something that needs to be an anthem in our community. Excuse me while I'm wiping tears, because the song isn't very long, but it gets me. You know, it's somebody who's decided, who's made a decision that they are going to, they made a vow that they're going to give their spouse everything they got. Doesn't matter what everybody else says. Everybody else has opinions on how our story is going to end. You know, everybody, it don't bother me. Because you know what? Because I made a vow. I'm giving you the best that I got, Anita Baker. And that's, you know, when I told somebody today that I've got great testing music, I keep saying that for one reason. It's because I do. All right, now, that kind of music came from the music I'm going to play now. And the kind of female vocalists, quite frankly, that I believe are worth listening to. Not everybody, quite frankly, not everybody is. This is a tune by Diana Washington. What can I say after I say I'm sorry?
I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry, what can I do to prove it to you that I'm sorry? I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, but I'm so sorry, dear. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry?
gonna rise up singing. Yes, you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. Yes, with Daddy and Mommy standing by.
Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your ma is good looking.
Yeah. The first tune that I played was Dinah Washington, What Can I Say After I'm Sorry? And, of course, the second tune was the inimitable, Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald with Gershwin's Summertime. You know, this is why when people bring me Nikki this or some new chick singer that sounds just like the chick singer that was popular a month ago, I just don't get that excited. I just don't. And I know people think, well, you're just old, and you know what, you don't really get it. You know, these are artists. These people are artists. Wow. Okay, in order to be an artist, in my opinion, you have to create something. Singers just perform stuff. Artists create. And although both Ella and Louis there are singing someone else's tune, the putting in the improvisation, that's the creation. That's the music that's not written. That's the stuff that's not written down. That's the stuff that Gershwin expected them to use their artistry and their talent to produce, to enhance what he'd written. And they created it. And they created it in amazing fashion. These are artists. That's who I'm talking about. All right, we're going to take a very, very short break, and we'll be back with more of Late Night with Willie after these messages, because we got to get back to the tunes because we're about to run out of time. All right, listen, there you go. We're back right after these messages.
From the war front to the streets of our nation's capital, men of faith, Dr. Michael Jones, the underground professor, and Kenneth McClinton, the exceptional conservative, bring both constitutional gravitas and spiritual perspective on today's issues to the most influential Christian urban talk show, 9.05 p.m. Eastern, Thursdays. It's a new day on New Day, Black and Red.
Innovation, inspiration, and imagination. Three important characteristics that are important in any business, but especially in real estate, when you're looking for your forever home. And when that home is a new home, there are very, very many things that must go right. The financing must be on point. The furnishings must be on point. The location and neighborhood must be on point. And if you need someone to get that right the first time, you have to go to my friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can reach him on the web at www.newhomestpa.com. If you're looking for innovation through technology, inspiration and imagination through hard work, www.newhomestpa.com. There's no reason to wait for a special occasion to send flowers. No reason to wait until you miss a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day to send flowers. All you have to do is get a hold of my friend Christine at Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. That's www.bloomingdays.com. And tell her that you want to send the very best, that you care enough to send the very best. One of FTD's top florists in all of the United States, always in the top 100 of flower shops in the United States. That's Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. Forget calling 1-800-something, www.bloomingdays.com. It's great to have partners, but it's even better when one of your partners is one of the finest urban conservatives in America. That's my friend Kevin Batts. Kevin Batts of Red River Chronicle TV. Red River Chronicle TV is taking the internet by storm with fabulous production, amazing commentary, and incredible insight. Red River TV is the thing that we'll all be watching in 2017. They are the people, Kevin and his wife Janelle, are the voices that are going to make the difference in urban America in 2017. So get in on the ground floor. Go to www.redriverchronicle.com and subscribe to Red River TV today.
All right. Well, welcome back to Late Night with Willie. We appreciate you being here. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, there was no vote on the American Healthcare Act today. And yesterday, it seems like Chuck Schumer, minority leader in the Senate, has come out and said that the Democrats plan on filibustering the nomination hearing, the confirmation hearing of Judge Gorsuch, which is amazing because he's the same guy that the Senate, with people like Al Franken and Schumer, were in, and that elected him by basically a voice vote. By acclamation and a voice vote just a couple of years ago, and now they want to grill him over stupid stuff. I mean, when Al Franken came out and said, I know you were involved in political activities, and that's okay. You know, and then Gorsuch says, yeah, I was. I walked when my mom was running for state house, I walked with her. When he did this walking, he was like 7 or 8 years old. Minnesota. how embarrassing that you keep picking these morons to lead your state. Just morons. Morons. You are battling California for the idiot leadership in the idiot leadership competition. So what we're seeing now is politics playing out. What I'm really hoping and I'm really banking on is that Neil Gorsuch does not back down, does not go to Donald Trump and say, take my name out. No, 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 hell no. No. Republicans in the Senate, do your job. You have got the advantage. You are good with filibusters because you did a number of them before here in recent history. You know what to do. Ted Cruz, who read Green Eggs and Ham as part of his filibuster, you know what? Y'all got to find a way to break. If they start it, make sure you break it, and make sure you break it fast. Quickly. And Mitch McConnell, invoke the nuclear option if you have to, but Gorsuch has got to be confirmed. Republicans right now need a victory. I need a victory bad. After losing Flynn, after losing the American Health Care Act, if they lose this nomination, this confirmation, y'all can just kiss anything else that happened that you thought was going to happen in the next 4 years goodbye, including a Republican being elected to the presidency in 2020. You can just kiss that crap goodbye if we don't win and don't win early on stuff you can actually win. I'm just saying. All right, we got about 10 minutes to go. Let's play some more music. Let's play some more music. And again, we're going to go back to music that if you can't get any play to, you're not going to get any play. We're going to go back to Grover Washington Jr. And a little earlier album, but one that you know the title of, that you know the name of, because you've heard it 1,000 times, you know it. It's Grover Washington Jr. With Just the Two of Us.
We'll be right back. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us.
Marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
night to make a romance. Do the cover of October skies. All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. In all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. In all the soft one light seems to shine in your blaze. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. La, 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 la. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love?
Yeah, that's some more. That's more of some tremendous music that came out in the '70s. That last tune was Van Morrison. Moondance, great tune. You know, and if you're too young and you've not been exposed to these tunes yet, just hang on. You know, I expose you to some political thought that you hadn't really heard in a way that you haven't heard before. And on Fridays, I'm going to expose you to some music that you might not have heard before. We've got it looks like we're going to go to 12:30. I think we're going to go to 12:30. That's one of the best parts about having your own joint. You can do whatever you need to do. You can do whatever, you know, wherever the spirit leads you to go. That's what you're going to do. I'm enjoying myself. I'm playing a little guitar that's muted. Just having a fantastic time. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue the fun. We're going to stay a little later than we're supposed to. So call the wife and tell her that, you know what, that you're over at Will's and you're okay. You're safe. You've not had too much to drink, and as soon as we're done playing a few more tunes, you're going to be heading home. You are going to be heading home, and tell her you're going to be heading home in a really good mood. All right, we're going to play a little more. We're going to play a few more tunes here. I'd like to go ahead and give you a tune by the master, the voice, Old Blue Eyes, the voice. So when somebody comes to me with any singer, especially some new male singer like Justin Bieber or one of those clowns, let's go, you know what? Who needs to hear that when you can listen to this? This is Frank Sinatra with I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
everyone you meet. They're jamming in the streets all night long, and we are jamming right here on Late Night with Willie. All seemed like all night long. It is 12 minutes until tomorrow. 12 minutes into tomorrow, I should say. I hope that you're enjoying the tunes. I know that I'm enjoying providing them for you as we sit out by the lanai. Now we've decided, yeah, the water's a little chilly, but go ahead and put my foot in it a little bit. Feels good, feels good. So we're going to go ahead to, and before we know, we might be waist deep in the shallow end in just a little bit, because we got some more music to play for you here on Late Night with Willie. Hang on, right off these messages, we'll be right back with more of what we're doing right here.
It's time to celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. Ken McClinton and the Exceptional Conservative Show celebrate 7 years of excellence in broadcasting here on the Exceptional Conservative Network. 9:05 p.m. Monday through Thursday. The finest in conservative talk anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to celebrate!
Good morning.
I'm Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Okay, folks, that's not how it goes.
I think I'm Shannon, and you're Michael.
Okay. We are the right way with Shannon and Mike.
Join us at 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
Live on SHR Media.
And on TECN.
Where we'll be talking about all kinds of things.
From sports and politics.
To food and entertainment.
To money, family. And anything else in between.
Community, holidays, kind of.
It'll be great. Join us from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
Hello, this is Leslie Ann Stoffel with the Real Clear Israel. Join me every Sunday morning at 10:05 Eastern Time on the Exceptional Conservative Network, where we'll be discussing Israel with guests from Israel and around the world.
All right, that's Manifesto from B.D. Lenz, and it's title cut of the ninth album, the ninth B.D. Lenz album, also entitled Manifesto. Go to bdlenz.com and buy that joint. Take that thing home with you. Have that in the car on this great Florida weekend with the top down at about a billion decibels, just loving this fabulous Florida sunshine. And if you're somewhere else where it's still cold, yeah, you can take it home, and you can enjoy it inside by the fire, I guess. But it's a lot better in the sunshine, a lot better in the sunshine. I hope that you've enjoyed what we're doing here. Listen, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. Yeah, we're going to go old school. You can send me an email at wls860@gmail.com. Last week, I told you that we were going to get an email address specifically for this show, but I told you it wouldn't be this week. I warned you because we did have our event tonight. We had our first Innovate Tampa Talks with Vinny Tafaro. And you're going to see what happened tonight on my Facebook page, on the Willie Lawson Facebook page and the Willie Lawson Show Facebook pages. And you're going to see clips of it, little 1 minute clips on my Instagram page, and I'll be referring to them on Twitter, so you'll get a real good sense of what took place this evening. I'm pleased it didn't go, you know how things don't go how you think they're going to go, but sometimes you know what it offers, you know what the thing that you didn't, the challenge that you faced, you were able to face in a way that maybe offered you a lot more alternatives than what you had anticipated, and that's kind of how it went this evening. So you're going to be able to enjoy that. I'd like to thank my friends that showed up. I'd like to thank Vinny Tafaro and Yesenia Cox, who showed up. Thank you so much for making the event a success, and thanks to the folks at the Downtown Hilton in downtown Tampa for making it a success, for making it easy to do. Thank you, Shirley, for making it easy to do and not a lot of trouble, and doing it at a cost, frankly, that we could afford. So we appreciate everybody involved in this event this evening. The CEO of New Homes of Tampa Bay, Gary Knight, thank you for your participation this evening in this event. Well, I should say last evening, seeing that it is now Saturday morning. But I do appreciate it. I appreciate you and all the things that you're doing at New Homes of Tampa Bay. We are planning another event at the end of the second quarter. That would be in June. We're going to concentrate on Facebook advertising. We're going to try to get business owners who are interested in Facebook advertising to come and sit in a room about 20 people in the room, because there's no way you can avoid it. And tonight's Tampa Talk, when talking about a new economy, there's no way that you can avoid Facebook and Facebook ads, and you might as well learn to do it from people who are making money doing it now and doing it well. So that's going to be, I think, our focus on the next one at the end of the second quarter in June. So you'll be hearing more about it right here on Late Night with Willie through the week, and you'll be hearing more about it on my morning show, the Willie Lawson Show on the Essential Conservative Network. Listen, we only got about 5 more minutes, and I got about 50 more minutes of music that I want to play, so I won't get to play it all. So I better get to it right now. Let's see, which is it? We played that one the last time, so we're going to play this one now. From 1976, from the band Wild Cherry, it's Play That Funky Music. We'll be right back.
foolish. How could I? To not see I was the one behind. So still I kept on fighting. Well, losing never step out of the way. I said I must go back there. I got to go back. And check to see if things still the same.
Play that funky music, white boy. Wow, Jerry. Listen, we've come to another end of Late Night with Willie here on our Friday music show. We hope that you've had a good time. I've had a great time. But we are half hour into tomorrow. And I want you to have enough strength to do the things you need to do with your family tomorrow. Get rested, relaxed, and rejuvenated. I'm going to get up in the morning and go for a short walk with my wife because she... Why? Because she asked me to. No other reason. Although I get used to lose about several hundred pounds, but you know what? That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because she asked me to. And so I'm going to need some rest. she gets a little overzealous sometimes, and wants to do the whole fast walking thing. But if she wants to do that, then I'll try that too tomorrow. So I need to get some rest. Thanks so much for coming. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.